Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit. And good evening and welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I greet each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in so faithfully. Also, I thank you for your comments, your emails, and how that you are sharing how the broadcast is touching you and is allowing you to grow spiritually. I also thank Apostle Leger for filling in for me for the last 2 weeks and also tuning in faithfully, helping me with the broadcast. And I especially give honor to Apostle Barbara Thomas for also sharing her insight and revelation that God has given her on the show as well. Well, today we have been doing a series of the different kind of prophets that are in the body of Christ on today. We started about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we had talked about the different kinds. And they are as the first one we talked about was the incomplete prophet. The second was the immature prophet. The third was the egotistic prophets. Four, the delusional prophets. Five, the prophet prophets. Six, the seasonal prophets. Number seven was the inmate prophets, which we will discuss today. So I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on last week when we was talking about the seasonal prophet. And I had so many responses, even though I wasn't on. I tuned into the archives, and it was a very good informational discussion. This is the type of series and teaching you can take notes, and if that you find yourself in one of them, you know, it's no shame in saying, hey, God, I need help because I see myself in one of these. And just get yourself together. Just go to God, ask him to forgive you, and just get it right, because we all fall short, and there's nobody here to blame anyone else, but we are only here to help and to enhance your spiritual being, especially your spiritual man, because we are helpers to one another. I am a firm believer, just like the Word of God says, iron sharpens iron. So once again, get your pencil, get your papers, and take notes. And also, if you miss anything, you are free and welcome to go back to the archives, pull up the last show, and listen to it. That's right. These shows are taped. We do them live, but we also record them so that if, just in case somebody wants to go back inside and see something where they missed, or if they just want to listen again to the word and see how that word can help you, feel free to do it. Just log in back back to the radio station and click on my show, The Power of Prayer Show, and it will pull up all of the topics that have been discussed. It may not be this one with the series of the prophets. It could be any show that you have missed that you want to go back, just listen to them. I tell you this, when I need to go listen at one of them, and I feel like that I need to go and just hear it again because I probably think I have missed something, I go back and I listen, and then I take notes and I say, oh, that's what I missed. And I'm telling you, these teachings really help. It really helps. It really does. Okay, and if you have any questions or comments, I do encourage you to call in to the show. Like I said, this is a live show. We tape it live. And if you don't want to be heard on the radio, you can personally email me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. That's faithisthekey, which is one word, 47@gmail.com, with your questions or your comments. Or, like I said, you can call in to the show at 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. Okay, so let's get started. Once again, I thank each one of you for tuning in on today. It is a blessing to have you on the show on today. We're going to talk about the inmate prophet. And the inmate prophet is one of the series of prophets that we are discussing. I'm so glad that you all had a chance to discuss the seasonal prophet, because the seasonal prophet was one that only does it in seasonal times. And when we say seasonal times, they only do it when they feel like it is necessary to do it. So we had discussed about the seasonal prophet. So now we're going to talk about the inmate prophet. The inmate prophet is one that really just there to profit money, because they are similar to the prophet. And as you recall about the prophet, and as the Apostle Leger has discussed, that the prophet only comes to obtain funds, that which they can play up on your intellect to obtain whatever he or she may feel like they need to gain. They are puppet masters, or they play on a person's weakness. The office of a prophet is a very prestigious office. And what I mean by that, you are really God's mouthpiece. You are his mouthpiece. Whatever God speaks to you, you are to say it. You don't add to it, and you can't take it away. This is a very serious position that you cannot take lightly. You cannot take it to the point to where you want to gain fame, or you think there is fame in it, or to the point to where you don't want to take your time out to see God on what to do, or how to say it, or how to live, or anything. It is a position where God trusts you not only with his souls, but he trusts you that you will tell the people what he has instructed you to say. Because many a times when God is trying to talk to somebody, and when God is speaking to someone, they kind of wonder. So So a prophet is just a person that brings confirmation to what God has already told you. And as we discussed, we are not supposed to depend on the prophet, because remember, the prophet is not God. He or she is one of God's messengers, just like the pastor is, just like the evangelist. But the prophet is God's messenger as well. And when a person is chosen for that position, you always have to watch out for the haughty spirit. Always have a spirit of humility. And different spirits attaches to the prophet. The spirit of Jezebel, this witches, warlocks, different spirits attached to the prophet because, number one, they know they are God's intercessors. They are God's mouthpiece. So they will try to do anything they can to drain. Is that the safe word to say? To drain or to attack the man or woman of God. So I always say, if you are not being attacked or if the devil is not messing with you, check what's going on, because it's something that's going wrong if you know everything is going good every day. And sure that we are in the position to rebuke Satan and to have joy every day, but there are ways that we have to obtain it, because if you don't pray, if you don't fast, if you don't consecrate, and most of all, if you don't hear the voice of God, guess what? You is just out there by yourself, walking around just like a chicken with its head cut off. So we got to be very careful that we don't get to a place till we forget who has called us, and that we are only vessels that are being used by God. And we have to realize it is not us, but it is Him that is working through us. That's why we have to get this flesh under subjection. And I know for myself, and I am a living testimony, prophets go through a lot. Prophets are loners. Prophets do not have a lot of friends. They only have the God-ordained people that God has placed in their lives, either to enhance their spiritual growth or to also encourage them to go on, because prophets can easily become suppressed or depressed because they feel like, hey, nobody don't want to be around them because of the calling that is demanded on their lives. But to me, at first, I didn't understand my calling. But when I went before God, prayed, read books upon it, read my word to find out exactly what it is and what I'm commanded to do regarding it, I felt at ease. Because if someone is comfortable with a prophet, it's something wrong. And I'm not meaning like everybody, like if the unbeliever is comfortable with you, and they have some kind of issues they are dealing with, and they are so comfortable until they don't believe what you are saying or what you are doing, is something wrong. The respect is gone. Seriously, the respect is gone. So prophet is not a glamorous position, but it is a great honor. I put it like that. It is truly a great honor. And I love my position now. I love my position now. And I thank God that He chose me in that position. Okay. And even as my guest is trying to come on, I thank God for them, because they are going to discuss the main one that we are talking about today. The main one we're going to talk about is the inmate prophet. And I've tell you again to please get your pencil, get your paper, and get everything out that you need. Okay. This one moment having some technical difficulties, but the devil is a lie. It shall go forth. But, you know, anytime you're doing something that is ordained by God, look for Satan to come up against you. Look for issues to happen. But that's why I pray before my radio broadcast come on. I may not pray here on the station, but I pray before I get on because I know Satan is upset because he is being revealed. So anytime anything is being done by God, ordained by God, look for a fight. But that just let me know that I am in the right standing with God. Okay. We go. Just one second. Praise God. And you go. Hello, man of God. How are you doing on today?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
I'm fine. Been having some technical difficulties, but I'm back. Because the devil
Amen.
Is a liar. He's just mad. He's just mad. But I thank you for holding on. So do you want to discuss the inmate prophet for us right quick?
Yes, ma'am. The inmate prophet, like you said, is very similar to the prophet. Because
mm-hmm.
they use money and they use curse words to lock the people of God up spiritually and incarcerate them physically. When I say lock them up spiritually is because of illegitimate words and because the
yes.
people receive those illegitimate words, what happened is they get locked up in the spirit realm from either spiritual benefits or from physical benefits. When I
mm-hmm.
say that they are incarcerated, what I mean simply is when you're incarcerated, you have no freedom. And
yeah.
when you have no freedom, you also are bound spiritually, I mean physically
yes.
as well as spiritually. So you got to understand whatever you receive from a prophet who has an illegitimate, unauthorized word, you are doing
mm-hmm.
two things. You are getting incarcerated, and you also are getting locked up because, one, you receive the word, and two, you sow into the word because a prophet who is an inmate prophet relies on you to sow into their vision of disobedience.
And don't they carry the spirit of, like, Pharaoh spirit to keep people in bondage?
Absolutely, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I know for a fact, God will not always give you a word of cheer and lucker to give to the
yes.
people. You is no way,
yes.
if you're a prophet, you're going to sit down in a house with people and you see homosexuals and
come
you see
on,
all kind
yes.
of stuff going on, and then you're going to turn around and say that God's going to provide. God's going to launch you internationally. God's going to do this and God's going to do that. But he's not going to chastise that spirit on the inside of them before he takes
mm-hmm.
them to where he wants them to go. See,
mm-hmm.
Pharaoh, and they got to understand, people who operate in that spirit of Pharaoh, their ultimate goal is to not let the people go. And
mm-hmm.
when they don't let the people go, they don't care what's going on with the people as long as the people not are authorized to leave. And a prophet who's an inmate prophet does the same thing. They don't care what's going on just long as you don't leave from either giving them financial source or you don't leave from giving them platform.
Yeah. And you said something so key. When a person is in sin and they not living right, but yet the man or woman of God will tell them, oh, you finna go to the nations. You finna preach, you finna get a house, you finna get a car. But not even trying to tell them about their sins. You come out before God will do all of this. And what I'm saying is, it is a lot of prophets today, man of God, that is not dealing with the soul and the spirit of the person. You see what I'm saying? Like, if they are in sin, you come out of your sin. And you have to live right before God can do all of these. These are prophets today, are not dealing with the sin of the whole matter. And that's what have the people messed up, really, because they really don't think they got to come out of what they in. So what do you say about that?
Woman of God, I'm going to tell you. And I was sitting down today and I was thinking about this broadcast. And what's mm-hmm. happening is the prophets who are operating in this spirit is teaching the people how to give a burnt offering. And when I mean a burnt offering, they're doing like the Old Testament. People would bring something and use to put on the altar in recompense of their sin. And they're teaching them how to turn around and give a burnt offering instead of lay their own life down in their own will as a living sacrifice, get saved, actually get delivered, and actually get processed so God can do what he want to do with them. And the problem with that is that you're teaching people that they feel that they can buy, that they can buy either their freedom or they can either pay for their error. And that's where God is not pleased. And that's normally when you have a inmate prophet, that's what they do. It's like a lawyer who's really can't help you. But what they do is they constantly make you pay in hopes that you can get your case overturned.
Yes, indeed. I see I have a caller on the air. Caller, do you have anything to ask or comment? Okay. Guess not. Okay. And you also said something that was so smooth. They do give smooth words to entice them to keep coming back, to keep coming back.
Absolutely, woman of God. They do that because what happens is, long as I keep feeding into you and I keep tickling your ear, you're going to keep coming back because you like the feeling. You ever notice when we were children and our parents spanked us, we didn't keep coming back and doing the same thing because we didn't like the feeling. If we as prophets would feed people the bitter and the sweet, they won't necessarily like the feeling, but they'll respect the fact that they have to line up without it costing anything but their obedience.
Yes, yes. And I like that. If they would tell them from the start, and they will have more respect for the person, and that will make them want to change. And I've seen it so many times, man of God, that people are relying on prophets rather than the word of God, because they have gotten lazy. Some people have gotten lazy and will not read their word. They will rather come to a prophet or rather to have the prophet to pray to see what God is saying rather than them seeking for God themselves. Because just like I said at the beginning, the prophet is the person that only gives the confirmation of what God has already told you. And some of these prophets that are speaking to these people that are in their sins, they don't even know God yet. But instead of them telling them to accept Jesus Christ and to live the life that Christ have for them to live, that's when they will get the blessings. But it's just all messed up in this day and time. What do you tell a person that gets confused? Because I have had a lot of people that have been confused because they say they will hear what the prophet says, but it never did come to pass. And then that way they feel like the man or the woman of God is lying. So what will you tell a person in that predicament?
Woman of God, I would not necessarily explain to them that is that the woman or the man of God is lying. But what you
mm-hmm.
need to do is look at the whole matter before you get to the
mm-hmm.
conclusion. And that's what's wrong with a lot of people. Everybody don't want to do the work, but they want the paycheck. And that's
yeah.
the thing. You know, so same way with a prophecy. A prophecy comes with conditions. You cannot blame
mm-hmm.
the outcome on the prophet if you're not following the conditions. You can't expect God to sow you $2 million and you don't pay a dollar in tithe. Or you can't expect God to turn around and bless you with a husband when you're already sleeping with everybody else's husband. You're not ready
sure.
to submit. You're not ready to be obedient. If you be faithful over the little, he's going to make you rule over much. But the problem with it is, now in this day and hour, we have folks that want a Burger King type blessing. They want to
mm-hmm.
have it their way and have it when they want to have it. But I'm sorry to
yeah.
tell you, God not gonna spearhead you to the nations if you ain't even authorized to the local front. God not gonna turn
mm-hmm.
around and bless you with millions of dollars if you don't even know how to properly manage the $2,000 you get a month. And last
exactly.
but not least, he not gonna spearhead you to have a wife or have a husband if you're selfish or if you don't know how to communicate or you're just looking to have, you know, Tom Dick and Harpo or whatever the case may be. So you got to be very, very mindful of before you blame the prophet, you need to look at yourself and make sure everything in your circle is where it needs to be.
Okay, man of God, I thank you. I thank you so much for those words, and I even ask everyone to please take notes and then study the different types of prophets that is in the body of Christ. Next week, we will talk about the righteous prophet. The righteous prophet is the one who don't want your applause, your money, or nothing. They are only here to obey the Lord, and they just want your soul to be set free. So next week, we will talk about the righteous prophet. So until next week, and thank you, man of God, for coming on. And thank you for even filling in with me on last week. Thank you so much. And
God bless
each and every one of you. Until next week, have a blessed week. Thank you, man of God. Thank you for joining us today on The Power of Prayer. I pray that your souls was blessed on today. But most of all, I pray that you have received revelation regarding your prayer. If you are blessed by this ministry, please drop us a line at faithisthekey_prayer@yahoo.com. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 6723, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 5:30 p.m. You can also check out the website at www.patriciajwilliams.web.com. Remember, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Until next time, be blessed.